July was a deceptively dry month in the city of Red Deer. Excluding the last couple days of data, Environment and Climate Change Canada reported that this past month had 73.1 millimeters of precipitation. That's lower than the July average of about 90 millimeters. When we look at precipitation through the month across the province, it's a very different story depending on where you are, said Christy Kleimenhage, scientist with Environment and Climate Change Canada. Areas to the south near Calgary and into the southern foothills had very wet conditions, with some areas on par to be in the top three wettest Julys on record. Further north towards Edmonton and the northeast of Edmonton, very dry conditions remained for the month. Red Deer was kind of right in the middle. The month was also a little cooler than average, Kleimenhage added. The average temperature was 14.9 C, while the normal is 16.2 C, she said. When you look at our day-by-day comparison, you see that Red Deer had some heat right at the beginning of July and another spike towards July 8. Then the rest of the month was quite a bit cooler and below seasonal. Now we're reaching the end and we've got a spike of heat. Environment and Climate Change Canada issued a heat warning on Wednesday, July 30. That heat warning is expected to continue through to the end of the weekend. The first couple days of August are looking pretty warm, said Kleimenhage. Temperatures are in the high 20s or close to the 30-degree mark. Overnight lows are in the mid-teens or so over the next couple days. There's a little bit of instability over the weekend, you might see some thunderstorm activity. But generally, temperatures will be more seasonal for the first week of August, after this heat starts to moderate a little bit. Residents of and visitors to the Red Deer region are advised to take the following precautions to protect themselves, their families and their neighbors during the heat warning. Consider rescheduling outdoor activities to cooler hours of the day. Take frequent breaks from the heat, spending time in cooled indoor spaces where possible. Drink plenty of water and other non-alcoholic, non-caffeinated beverages to stay hydrated. Check for your children or pets before you exit your vehicle. Do not leave any person or pet inside a closed vehicle for any length of time. Kleimenhage said the monthly forecast for August has been flip-flopping a bit for the Red Deer region. There's some lower confidence in what you can expect, she said. But our models are hinting at warmer than normal conditions. That doesn't mean every day is going to be hot, but it means there is potential for more of those warmer than normal days heading through the next month.